Coming up, tough weather conditions make a slow start for heliski season, and the borough manager previews tomorrow's assembly meeting. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Barrett Wilbur. Those stories up next. While other towns in Southeast might recognize spring by the trickle of melting snow or the return of songbirds, Haines marks it differently, with a stream of adrenaline seekers and the hum of helicopters. It is officially heliski season in Lynn Canal. With the end of February comes the beginning of heliski season. It's been a tough start, says Ryan Johnson, co-owner of Alaska Heliskiing.
There's been a lot of weather in March so far. Last year we had a really shallow snowpack with a lot of wind that made skiing difficult, and this year we've had a shallow snowpack with an ice layer in it from January's rains.
Luckily, heliski guides are also tough. They train, test snowpack, and troubleshoot slopes in order to send skiers from all over the world rocketing down the mountains of the Chilkat Valley safely. Which is easier said than done. The Haines Avalanche Center has issued unusually strong warnings about avalanche danger this month.
From an operator's perspective, it's about snowpack structure and avalanche safety. Not only do we like to see good surface conditions for our clients, but we also like to see stability within the snow. And up until now, that's also been an issue this year.
And weather isn't just a safety concern. It has a big impact on business. Alaska heliskiing usually employs about 15 people, Johnson says. So far this year, poor conditions mean they've only needed about 7. Haines' 3 heliski companies charge $6,000 to $8,000 per customer for a week of skiing. No matter how far they come from, there's no guarantee they'll be able to ski when they get to Haines. Whether visitors get what they've paid for depends on having good weather. Johnson says they've started working with the travel insurance industry to make that more palatable.
If they come here and the weather is bad and they're unable to ski, that there'll be some level of reimbursement for them possible.
The industry faces other challenges besides weather. Ben Anderson, co-owner of Southeast Alaska Backcountry Adventures, says an unstable permitting system has been the biggest hurdle.
We're just trying to grow a business, but it's hard to get confidence and investment and all that. And you don't have the government 100% behind you with a stable permit. And, you know, hopefully we're going to get there.
They're required to get a local permit from the Haines Borough and a federal permit from the Bureau of Land Management each year. The borough tells them how many days they can put skiers on the mountain, and BLM gives them a certain number of helicopter landings.
Right now, they're giving us 100 landings a year, which is something that we could go through in about 2 to 3 days if we, you know, went for it.
Companies have been negotiating with local, state, and federal government officials in the last year to expand their operations. So far, concerns about wildlife, especially mountain goat and denning bear habitats, have mostly stymied requests to open new terrain and increase landings. The borough manager recently formed a working group to look for solutions. Anderson says it's difficult to plan their seasons in advance, not knowing what they'll be allowed 1 year to the next. But in the meantime, skiers and snowboarders are still coming to the Upper Lynn Canal thanks to its world-class opportunities to shred some powder.
People really like the spines that we have here. They're kind of rare in the world, and they offer, at times, very skiable stability.
Those spines are the shallow, vertical valleys that stripe the sides of Southeast's mountains, Johnson says. The region's token wet snow sticks firmly even to steep rock, creating towering but predictable channels for skiers and snowboarders to fly down. And though the beginning of the season was rough, March has already seen 30 inches of new snow. As Johnson puts it,
we have our fingers crossed and, you know, time heals all snowpacks.
Conditions are looking up, and skiers are piling into choppers to meet them out there. The Haines Assembly is set to make a decision on permitting a new commercial tour at its meeting Tuesday. Alaska Excursions' application to operate a new ATV tour at Glacier Point has drawn many letters of support, but also concerns over the company's safety practices. KHNS's Abby Collins spoke with borough manager Deborah Schnabel about that and other topics on the assembly's agenda.
We have an item on the agenda that has sort of been a big part of the assembly meetings for the last few meetings, and that's the Alaska Excursions tour permit.
It's back on the agenda this Tuesday night for a determination or a decision by the assembly as to whether or not they will approve the permit, and if so, under what conditions, if any.
Do you have any sense from these meetings what could happen?
No. I think that the meetings have been basically a collection of input or testimony from people, supportive or not. It's interesting to me that last month, I think, when the Rainbow Glacier had made an application for a new tour permit, and now this is a new tour permit application. And a lot of the public is coming forward with information about how they are impacted. I think it's, you know, kind of caused the assembly and maybe other people in the community to sort of start talking a little bit more about the impact of large-scale tourism.
The assembly is also looking at a resolution that would commit the borough to a planned closure of a portion of Lutac Dock.
Correct. The face.
So can you talk a little bit about the purpose of that closure and this resolution in particular?
Over the last probably 8 to 10 years, we've had studies conducted on the Lutac Dock. And at some point in time, the material started like sloughing, and we had sinkholes, and we've had collapse of the cell structure. So there's concern about the state of the dock generally. And these reports from analysts and engineers who studied it have basically concluded that we're living on borrowed time, so to say. So the passage of the resolution is to notify the public that we are aware that we have an issue, that we are dealing with it, and we are planning to close it. The 2-year time frame allows us time to develop alternatives.
You note in your manager's report that a working group has formed to talk about issues and options for access on the Chilkat River.
Right. That came out of the testimony that was heard at a public hearing when Rainbow Glacier Adventures wanted to put a new tour on the Chilkat River. And other tour operators and public members came forward and questioned questioned capacity. And I think a lot of discussion kind of brought us to a point where we realized that there certainly is enough water flowing. That isn't the issue of how many rafts are in the river, but the issue is the pull in, the put in and the takeout points. This is a group of stakeholders that have an investment or a stake in what is happening on the river. So I think hopefully the result or the goal for that is to identify places on the Chilkat that can be identified for egress and access.
And it may be a pretty tame assembly agenda this week, but not necessarily a quiet time in the borough.
No.
In the midst of creating a budget for the next fiscal year. Do you want to talk a little bit about the budget process and what goes into creating that budget?
The department heads, look at whatever it is that they want to, what they need to continue their work through the next 12 months, and also imagine things that they would like to do. And so all of that, gets directed to the to Gila, who pumps all of that information into a budget, and then those documents get sent to me. And basically, it's me, Brad, and Gila sit around and we talk about this line, that line. What do we do about this? And one of the things I will say for this budget this year that I'm very excited about is the deputy clerk, which was Aleka, it will not be replaced. So the money that would be saved from that, I want to put into the planning department, because I think the planning department is a really essentially, it's a very important part of a community that I don't think, have been paying quite enough attention to. Because if this community is going to grow and we want it to grow into the kind of community that we all would like to see it, we have to plan for it.
All right, Deborah, is there anything else you want to discuss today?
I think that things are going fairly well. I think the staff has been doing a great job. The weather is always a challenge, and it's good to see the equipment out, taking care of things as best we can.
That was Haynesborough Manager Deborah Schnabel talking with KHNS's Abby Collins. The Haynes Assembly meets at 6:30 p.m. Tuesday. You can listen live through a link on our website at khns.org. For KHNS News, I'm Barrett Wilbur. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website. Thanks for listening this evening.